begin with a few housekeeping notes. So on behalf of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, we are so glad that you did decide to join us here this evening, and hopefully people will continue to join us after the event and in recorded format. The Washington Chamber is a nonpartisan organization, and we really enjoy being able to provide events that bring the community and candidates connected, and an opportunity to learn more about our elected officials and those that are running and why. So the format of this evening's event will begin with Dan talking about voting information and polling locations, etc. Then we will begin with the first part of the forum, where our candidates have been given a number of questions in advance, and it's an opportunity for us to learn a little bit more about who they are and why they are running. We'll take a short break, and at that point, anyone who has thought of a question here in the audience that you would like to ask the candidates, we'll collect those and we'll try to come up with as many questions as we can. Sometimes there's some similarities, and allow you guys to have a voice with our candidates. And then they'll each candidate will get a chance to have their ending remarks. So it's fairly straightforward, and we appreciate everyone being here. Quick reminder, if you brought a cell phone, I assume most of you did, that would be a good time to silence that. And then around the corner are restrooms if you need those. But otherwise, I would like to turn our attention here to Mr. Dan Whitmer, Washington County Auditor, and he can give us some information.
Do you want to hit record?
All right.
Oh, yes. On this computer, correct?
Yes, please.
Recording in progress.
All right, so thank you, Dan. Would you talk to us about
Sure.
our polling locations?
Thank you very much, and I just want to echo all the comments that have made so far as appreciation for the people that are involved with putting on and sponsoring this event tonight. And I'd also like to say thank you to the three candidates. I think it speaks a lot. And as far as the city of Washington, that there are three people that are interested in this position and that are willing to put their hat in the ring, or whatever you want to call it. But thank you very much. Thank you. Now, just a few guidelines or rules as far as the election. Probably the most important thing is the election will take place on Tuesday, February 14th. Very easy day to remember, Valentine's Day. Now, typically, in an election like this, there are three different ways for people to vote. That is, when I say people, citizens, registered voters. And there's absentee voting prior to election day. There's by mail, that is, by vote by mail prior to election day. In other words, you request a ballot be mailed to you and you return it. One problem with that. The deadline for that was about an hour ago at 5 o'clock. And so cross that option off the list. So that still leaves us with two ways of voting, so don't despair. One of those is to vote absentee in person at the courthouse. And you can do that. That option is open right now. We're looking for people to come in and vote at the courthouse now. Pretty easy, straightforward. Voting is available anytime during normal business hours when the courthouse is open. That's, in other words, 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And, of course, the auditor's office is located at the courthouse. Now, that opportunity to vote in-person absentee at the courthouse, that will end on the day before the election. In other words, at 4:30 on Monday, February 13th, that door will close, and you'll no longer be able to vote absentee in person at the courthouse. So you still have one obvious means of voting, and that is to go to the polling place on election day itself. Due to the nature of this election, there's one polling place, and that is at Emmanuel Lutheran Church out at, what is the address? 1602 East Washington.
First Assembly of God.
What did I say? I'm sorry. Thank you, Sue. Assembly of God. Pardon me. Pardon me. That's out at the Assembly of God Church out at on East Washington at the east end of town. And it's pretty easy. There's only one thing you need to bring, and that is a your proof of identity and residence. And for, what would you say, Sue? 99.999% of the people, that's a valid driver's license. And there's exceptions. I'm not going to go into those. Just bring your driver's license with you. And I guess backing up, you'll need to bring that with you if you come to the courthouse to vote ahead of election day. So that's pretty much it. I don't really have anything else to say. If you have questions between now and election day, just give our office a call. The office number would be 653-7717. Right, Sue? That's Sue's number. But anyway, I'm going to be around all evening, and if you have questions, and I am going to pass this around. This is a map of the wards in here in the town of Washington, and what you want to focus on, I'll pass this around, what you want to focus on is the part that's in purple, and so those are the people that will be eligible to vote on the election on February 14th. That's all I have.
Thank you, Dan. Okay. Now we'll go into the first part of our forum. And like I mentioned, I will randomly select an individual to begin answering a question. We'll rotate. You will get 2 minutes to answer your question. And our timer is in the front here, Mr. James Graham, a great volunteer for the chamber. And then after each candidate has answered their question, you have 30 seconds if you want to add anything to do so. So I'll begin here with Ms. Wolf. And if you would start off the evening by introducing yourself and then just letting us know a little bit about why you decided to run.
My name is Janine Wolf. I have decided to run because I like being a part of the community. I like helping the community. I like finding solutions to problems. So this wasn't the first question.
Oh, I switched them up a little bit.
Second. Okay. So, during my time in the environmental department that I worked for 19 years, I was involved in the community a lot. I did inspections for food. I did inspections for tanning, tattoo, swimming pools, that kind of stuff. And then I also took care of private septic on sites, private wells, well plugins, caught bats, took them to the hygienic lab, did quite a few things. And during that time, I also became a part of the community to teach food safety to parts of the community that didn't get licensed, such as nonprofits. So churches, a lot of times, could cook up for 200 to 300 people, and it was cooked by people that never had a food safety course in their life. So I opened up lines of communication for that, and different organizations and different groups of people to talk about septics and wells and anything else that pertained to whatever it was they wanted to learn. So this will just give me another opportunity to interact with the community just in a different way.
Thank you. Okay,
And I apologize, I should have asked this question. Is it Rangel? Rangel?
Say Rangel is fine.
Rangel?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Rangel, can you please introduce yourself? And then a little rephrase of question number two, but tell us why you are running for office.
So my name is Ivan Rangel. I am a small business owner. I own and operate Rangel Construction. Lived in Washington for 28 years. I established my family here. I have three kids, all in school. One of the reasons I want to join the city council is I kind of want to be part of the decision making where our local tax dollar is going. And maybe with my construction knowledge, I could bring that to the table and help make good or better decisions regarding where our money going construction-wise. Let's see. The other reason I decided to run, I already said I have three kids, you know, and I want to keep Washington a place where they want to keep living in. So that's why I decided to run.
Thank you. Okay, same question to you, Mr. Conrad. Would you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Rick Conrad. Excuse me, Rick Conrad. I've lived in Washington for right around 35, 36 years. Some of the things I've done here, I've 25 years in fire and rescue, 14 years for the ambulance. I have been the president of the American Legion Riders when we were active, making decisions, helping them progress down the road. If you remember when the Wall of Heels was here, out at the memorial, I was basically the one in charge of that, setting up scheduling, helping the funding. I also own my own small business. I've always liked to be active in the community. I've seen a lot of things going on, and I would like to continue to help this city grow, and that's really about it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Next question here, we'll start with Mr. Rangel. And could you tell us a little bit about what your decision-making style is like and how would you employ that if elected?
So it's plain and simple. I just try to gather as much information as I can and then make our best educated decision and then just move forward with it.
Thank you. Same question to Mr. Conrad.
My decision-making style, so through the years, I've learned to sit down and weigh things out in my mind before taking any action. And like, for example, what would be the benefits of an action? Who will it help? And what would be the effect down the road after making a change? And will that good effect continue? So that's about it.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Ms. Wolf.
My decision is I like to research all sides of the issue. I like to talk to as many people involved as I can to get different perspectives of the issue. And then when I do make my decision, if anybody comes up and says, why did you make that decision? I will have everything lined up as to what factors made me lead to that decision.
Thank you. Do any candidates like to add anything else? Okay. Mr. Conrad, I'll begin this next question with you. If elected, how would you make yourself available to voters to hear what's on their mind?
My phone number, since I do have a small business, is not private. It's posted online. And I do believe my email, my phone number would be posted on the city website. People can either call me, email me, they can contact me on Facebook. If they see me in public, they can either talk to me then, if I have the time, and set up a time to sit down and chat. That's about it. I mean, I'm always available.
Appreciate it. Ms. Wolf.
I will have my email and my phone number available on the city website. They can contact me anytime. If you have a question, a suggestion, or if you have a concern about something that you feel I need to know about.
Thank you. And Mr. Rangel?
Same here. I'll be available via email, phone number, or in person if needed. I would come out wherever you guys, your place or public place, and we could sit down and talk.
Perfect. So if you come out, you might help us get some of our construction projects accomplished at the same time. Okay, I'm going to go back here to Ms. Wolf here for the next question. Can you tell us a little bit about what you would like to accomplish if elected?
I would like to address some of the homeless issue that we have in our city. It's something that's becoming apparent. I would like to see the rest of the infrastructure in our town, like the streetscape, get finished with the project and continue to see that the water sewer continues to be updated for the growing of our community. I would like to see what it would take to have affordable housing. I don't mean $300,000 homes. I mean affordable housing for people in low income. And I would like to continue to support public safety in our town. So that means the police department, fire department. We have an excellent police department and an excellent fire department, and they need support, and I believe that if we give them more support and anything they need to help them grow in their job, it's only a benefit for Washington.
Thank you. Same question to you, Mr. Rangel. Would you like me to repeat it?
Yes, please.
Okay. What would you like to accomplish if elected?
I would like to keep moving forward with the housing development. I know we got some ongoing developments, but I would like to continue that. We can offer more housing. One thing that has been brought up to my attention is building permits. I know now you have to get a building permit for like new construction sites, but on the residential side, I know when you do remodels, like say you replace your roof, replace your siding or windows. At the time, I believe you don't have to pull a permit to do that. And what I've seen is in other cities, you have to be licensed and registered with the state to pull those permits. That would help residents sort out those little ghost construction companies that just come through town, you know, and they're not registered with the state or licensed, you know, and I think that would help the residents with selecting a contractor that's licensed and registered with the state. I live close to the railroad, and I know that's going to be an issue with the railroad quiet zone, and I'm kind of pro that, but at the same time, I want to still keep it safe for the community.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Conrad.
One of my big things is bringing jobs back into the city. We've lost 3 factories that I know of. The McCleary Cummings, you know, crane, loading, and that's really hurt us. People leaving town. I was one of them, and I had to travel to Iowa City every day. That puts a strain on you. And I said, I would like to see the jobs come back into this town, and that's something I don't think we actively pursue enough. And I would like to help set a budget that would let our infrastructure grow without raising taxes. That's it.
Thank you. Anyone have anything else they'd like to add to that question? Perfect. This is going to kind of expand on this a little bit, but is there anything in particular you'd like to see the city accomplish during the next several years? And I'm going to start on the end here with Mr. Conrad and work our way towards me, if you don't mind. So anything specifically the city?
Well, that's just about the same question as what you would like to accomplish if elected.
It is.
So.
Can't be.
Yes, kind of like a, okay. So basically the same thing. I'd like to see the city bring jobs back in. I'd like to see us continue to grow. And when I mean jobs, I mean multiple jobs, not three or four at a time. That's not really helping us in this community. Because a lot of those jobs, when they come in, don't really pay well. And I think that to grow as a community, we need better paying jobs. I'd like to help, balance the budget as much as possible. And like I said, that's kind of redundant.
Yes. Mr. Rangel, is there anything else that...
Same thing, for me, it's like more housing development, make the city grow. And implement the residential building permits I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen some structures go on go up in town that honestly they, in my opinion, they shouldn't have gone up. So that's basically it.
Invisible.
Just finding solutions for the homeless problem, infrastructure to finish the projects that we have started and to continue to update the water and sewer and the rest of the streets and what it would take to have more affordable housing.
Okay, a lot of these projects that you discussed will tie directly into city funding. So I'll start this question here with Mr. Rangel. And if you want to tell us whether or not you believe the city is adequately funded and why or why not.
I believe the city is adequately funded. I believe if it continues to leverage outside funding like grants, they'll make our local tax dollar go further. And I would like to help contribute to that.
Thank you. Mr. Conrad, same question to
you. I really don't believe any city is adequately funded. I really don't. I mean, things change over time. You can set a budget, and then you have an emergency come up. Something breaks, and so. No, I really don't believe any city is adequately funded. Like I said, problems have to be solved, and sometimes that requires a lot of money to pay for them. That's just the way it is. It's an ongoing process. It will never stop. Just look at the expansion down in the southeast side of town. That requires a lot of money there. So I don't want to see taxes raised, but I believe we need to live within our means without spending a whole lot of money, but sometimes you just don't have a whole lot of choice there where things go.
Thank you. And Ms.
Well, at this point, I believe that it is adequately funded. I support using the funds we have in the best possible way that it is a benefit for everybody. And also to seek grants and other monies that are available to help with certain projects.
Thank you. Is there anything that any of you would like to add to that question? Okay, so this is the final question for part one here. We'll start back with you here, Ms. Wolf, again. We'll go to that first question that I gave you. Tell us a little bit about what you believe are the qualifications for the office that you were seeking.
Well, I worked in the environmental department for 19 years before I retired in January of 2021. 13 of those years I worked as food inspector and assistant sanitarian, and the last eight years I was the director of the department. And there's a lot of inspections that you do, and there's certain ways that you have to follow them, and that's usually through the Iowa Administrative Code. So I've learned a lot about the Iowa Administrative Code. I've learned about city and county ordinances. I learned about developing policies and procedures and implementing policies and procedures. And I've developed working relationships with many different sectors, such as the Board of Health, Board of Supervisors, the Iowa Department of DNR, the state police department, sheriff's department, the county attorney. And so I believe I have a good understanding of government. I have a good understanding of law, the state and local codes, ordinances. I have a good understanding of budget and what it takes to develop one and implement one. And I believe that my knowledge and my experience will be an asset to Ward 2 if I get to be on the city council.
Thank you. Same question to you, Mr. Rangel.
One of my qualifications, I believe, is I'm a small business owner. I deal with day-to-day finances. And I could bring in my insight and knowledge about construction, which the city deals a lot with construction decisions or building decisions. And I don't know if it's a qualification, but I think I bring also an asset that I am bilingual, I speak Spanish, and I could be that bridge to help bring together the Latino Hispanic community in town with the city.
Thank you. And Mr. Conrad.
Some of the positions I've held during my years, when I was in the Army, I was also a non-commissioned officer. I had troops underneath me that I had to manage and sometimes make decisions that weren't well-liked, but such is life. I held the position of the president of the American Legion Riders Post 29 here in town. I am now the president of the All Veterans Memorial Board. I also run and manage my own business right now, and I've done so for about 6 years. When I was on the fire and rescue, I hope this would never during a council meeting, but sometimes I had to make snap emergency decisions as a team leader out in the field. And to me, that calls for some quick thinking. And sometimes you got to live with that. But I think I bring some maturity along with me too in my decision-making process.
Thank you. Before we enter into our break, is there anything else that any of you want to add at this point? Okay.
So those of you in the audience, if you have questions, we'll come along, collect those, give us a few minutes so we can coordinate those and to some succinct questions to bring back. It'll be about a 2 to 5 minute break, if you don't mind.